Hey, what's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. The countdown has begun. We are less than 5 days away from the main event that's going to occur this weekend on Saturday, October 14th at around 9 o'clock in the morning. It's going to begin. We'll come back and take a look at more of the specifics here in just a moment. But first, over here at the homepage of the website, today's feature photo was sent in by Christine and Jimmy out of Lake Worth, Florida. Get a load of that sky, would you? I would have been taking pictures of that, too. Incredible photo, once again, sent in by Christine and Jimmy out of Lake Worth, Florida. And I'd also like to give big shout outs to the newest Blue Star member. That would be Dered Max, joined yesterday. Thank you, Dered. Really appreciate that. I'd like to give big shout outs to Live Invisible, Roxanne Deering, Amanda Landman, Dimension XO, IGY6, and Polenta R. Forest. They are level 2 star members now, and they now have light blue colored stars. I've also added another level. It's called a members-only live stream, something that's been offered for a long, long time. I've just never done it. I'm going to try it and see how it works out. It's kind of like a personal hangout. You guys will get an invitation from me to join the live stream. Those of you guys that are members, and we'll have a live stream once a month for about an hour. I'll leave the narrative entirely up to you guys. So that's something new that you can also find linked down below in the description box and in the comment section of this video. And I thank you guys in advance. Checking in on the GOES X-ray flux over here at the Space Weather Prediction Center. A slight increase in the last 24 hours, but no major solar flares. Schumann resonance, once again, still very quiet. Been quiet now for the better part of 2 weeks. Hopping over to the Yellowstone Supervolcano Caldera, looking at the seismographs that monitor the mighty supervolcano, seeing some earthquake activity in the middle of the caldera at Grant Village. That would be near the Yellowstone Lake. Also some activity up here in the very busy northwestern quadrant, but other than that, nothing major going on at the supervolcano. Looking at the sun, this is the SOHO LASCO C3 instrument that monitors the sun, and obviously a wide angle view of the sun. You can see a comet over here entering the field of view right there. That's a classic sun diving comet that's headed towards the sun right now as I do this video. There's going to be another comet appear in the field of view here in just a few days, and then next year in April you're going to see a larger comet come down from the top of the screen down through the center of the screen. Going to be an incredible view coming up in April of 2024, and we will anxiously be awaiting the arrival of that comet. That comet has active volcanoes on it, and they're talking about it over here at spaceweather.com. Comet 12P Pons Brooks. This is the comet right here that had yet another outbreak. On October the 5th, it was fairly quiet, cruising through the cosmos, and then on October 7th, the volcanoes erupted again, giving this thing wings to where it looked like a winged planet flying through the northern sky. You can see it in the night sky with a telescope, but that's a close-up view of the comet, a rare comet with active volcanoes. We'll talk more about that comet and where it's going to be here in just a couple of minutes. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the video, the countdown has begun for the main event, the Ring of Fire solar eclipse this weekend, October 14th. The moon will pass in front of the sun, producing a ring of fire. There's two types of solar eclipses, an annular solar eclipse, which creates the ring of fire, and then a total solar eclipse, which covers the entire sun. The annular eclipse is what's coming up this weekend on October 14th. The narrow path stretches across both North and South America, with a partial eclipse visible from almost every point on both continents. And here's a map of the visibility across North America. For instance, if you're in Nebraska, you'll be in the 65% range. If you're in Louisiana, 75% range. If you're in Texas, especially central Texas, you will see the entire total eclipse, especially west central Texas. Albuquerque, New Mexico, the entire total eclipse. Central Utah, the entire solar eclipse. Northern Nevada and southwestern Oregon all will see the total eclipse of the sun on the morning of October 14th. And here's a preview of the eclipse from GreatAmericanEclipse.com. And here's the path of totality on the morning of October 14th, beginning at around 9:15 Pacific time, entering Oregon, and then going through northern Nevada, over Battle Mountain, Elko, Nevada, right in the middle of the total eclipse. Fillmore, Utah, Milford, Utah, Beaver, Utah. I'm just naming a few of the locations that are going to be right in the middle, seeing 100% of the eclipse, going through Utah right now at around 10:30 in the morning, and then going through Albuquerque, New Mexico. Albuquerque and the surrounding area is going to be right in the middle of the eclipse around 10:35 a.m., and then Roswell, New Mexico, Lovington, and Odessa, Texas, Big Spring, Texas, right in the middle of the total eclipse, the annular eclipse that's going to create a ring of fire in the sky. Once again, weather permitting, as long as it's not cloudy in your location, you'll be able to see the entire eclipse. And even if it is a little bit cloudy, I've seen eclipses where there were a few clouds in the sky that didn't interfere too much with the eclipse, going down into southern Texas, into the Rockport, Kennedy, Three Rivers area, and then ultimately out into the Gulf of Mexico. And you can check this out over at thegreatamericaneclipse.com, and they also have the path of visibility right here. You can check out your location and see how much of the eclipse will be visible to you. Once again, weather permitting, if it's not too cloudy. So this is the main event of 2023, October 14th, coming up here in less than 5 days. But the main event of 2024, April 8th of 2024, is going to have some bonus content. This winged comet's going to be in the field of view. If you're in the path of totality, you'll more than likely be able to see a comet visible in the upper left-hand portion of the sky at around the 10 o'clock position. That's what you should see during the peak of the eclipse. Simply amazing. I don't know that that's ever happened. A volcanic comet diving near the sun, and here's where it's at right now. The comet is right there, inbound, getting ready for the eclipse on April 8th of 2024. And we're also going to be looking for that comet right here on the SOHO LASCO C3 instrument. During the eclipse, the comet should be right here in this area on April 8th of 2024. So a lot of big things happening. The main event of 2023 coming up in less than 5 days, a annular eclipse creating a ring of fire in the sky across the western United States, visible to millions of people. So be ready for the main event on the morning of October 14th of 2023, when the total solar eclipse begins at around 9:15 Pacific time, beginning up in Oregon. The ring of fire visible once again. And you can find the map of visibility over here at thegreatamericaneclipse.com. You can find this link down below in the description box. So once again, the countdown is underway. 4 days, 20 hours, and 25 minutes away from the ring of fire visible across North America. Thanks for the photos and videos, guys. Keep them coming. If you guys have any photos you'd like to share, you can send those to reports at MrMBB333.com. If you guys have any videos you'd like to share that are too large to attach to the email, come over here to the homepage of the website. You can always find a link down below in the description box. Look for this red banner that says, have a large video. It's a Dropbox. Drag and drop your video into the Dropbox. Please include your first name, date, and location, and I'll take it from there. Thanks for watching. Have a super day, and be safe out there.